Welcome to Minority Landlords Podcast, your manual to financial freedom. Are you looking to escape the 9-to-5 rat race? Do you want to earn passive income while building generational wealth for you and your family and don't know how to get started? Well, you're at the right place. Here at Minority Landlords, we're here to help educate minorities about real estate investing. And now your host, Pepe Amoti.
Hey everyone, it's your host Pepe with the 15th episode of Minority Landlords Podcast. I'm super psyched for this final episode of 2021. Crazy, huh? It's just unbelievable how quick this year literally flew by. And I want to start this episode by wishing you all a very, very happy new year. I hope you all are enjoying the holiday season, however way you are all spending it. This episode will be a little bit different in a sense that it will be more focused on mindset rather than the technical things I always teach here. And that's how to absolutely crush it in real estate in the year 2022. Quite frankly, like I've always preached, it all begins with mindset. You've got to really get your mindset on point, because without the right mindset, when you encounter challenges like in every field, that mindset and passion is what will keep you going. And in this episode, I will go through some steps I'm taking myself as well in this coming year in order to crush it in real estate. This coming year, we are not just dreaming, folks. We've dreamed enough. This coming year is a year of fully execution, because quite frankly, a dream is very important. Don't get me wrong, it's very important, but guess what? You've got to execute it before you get anywhere with it and get any kind of result. No New Year, New Me post on Facebook and all those social media platforms. No, no. This haven't been working out for many, and it will never work out. This year, 2022, we are just silently executing. No more posting your goals and dreams on social media. No, we are silently executing this year. Seriously, guys, this year is the year of execution. And it doesn't matter how big your dream is, if you don't execute it, if you don't work towards it, it won't be nothing. And in today's episode, I will give you all steps y'all can follow in order to crush it in the year 2022. And I myself too will be following these same steps in order to crush it in real estate this year. Number one, you have to make a plan. Nothing is achievable without a plan, folks. Make a plan with the exact same dates, when and how you will get this and that done. This will help keep you organized and on task. So write them down and look at your plan every single day. Guys, we are tired of just circling the plane on air without landing it. This year, we are landing the plane. In other words, this year, we are actively working on our credit scores. This year, we are cutting down on our expenses. This year, we are getting a second job, whether it's driving Uber or whatever it takes. This year, we are reaching out to lenders to get pre-approvals. This year, we are buying properties. No more just listening to podcasts or reading online stuff. No, no. No, this year, no more overanalyzing. This year, like I said, write a plan and execute it. Again, without execution, your plan will not work. Number two, I've talked about this many, many times, but know your market. This year, we've got to know our market. So pick a market or markets and become an expert in that particular market, in whatever asset class you are interested in. Understanding your market will give you a competitive advantage over investors who are not aware of your market. It will also, most importantly, help you find the best deals. Again, this year, we are buying the best deals out there, not just buying any random deals. Number three, develop and stick to your niche. This year, all of you folks, all of us, including myself, will be sticking to our niches. Figure out the niche you are interested in and stick with it and become an expert on it. Just like having a plan, having a specific niche will help keep you focused. If your niche is in high-end residential, stick with it and learn the ins and outs of it. If your niche is in low-income multis, stick with it and learn the ins and outs of it. If your niche is in mobile home parks, you gotta stick with it this year. This coming year, I pray and hope you all learn to stick to one thing fast and learn the ins and outs of it very, very well before giving up on it. Most of us have this tendency of starting something and just going not even a mile with it, just going a little bit and then give up and say, no, that didn't work. No, stick with it. This year, we are sticking with it. Whatever it is we are starting, whatever niche we are sticking with it. No more having so many niches out there. Find one specific niche and become so great at it. And if by the end of this year, you're not good at it, then whatever, feel free to switch up and find out something. But guess what? If you stick with it long enough, you will be able to be great at it and be successful at it. Number four, stay educated throughout the year. This year is the year of learning. This year is the year that we will stay educated throughout the year. Education is very crucial in this business so that you learn the ins and outs of the business. There's always more to learn, folks. So stay curious and open-minded to learn as much as you can. As a matter of fact, not as much as you can, but make that a continuous life thing. Like one of my favorite activists who died a couple of days ago, Desmond Tutu, once said, education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself. Look at those, the craziest successful people that we know in this world, like Bill Gates and Obama and whatnot. Those folks read so many books throughout the year, right? Education is very important. Number five. This year, we will be finding help. You need to find help, folks. No more doing this alone. No, find help. Along with education, this business can be daunting since it's a big money business. So yeah, I understand it. If you're overcautious, I understand it. I've never known even one investor that didn't question themselves whether or not they're making the right choice investing in this and that. It's normal, folks. I still feel that way with every single deal I purchase. Right now, I have a deal that I'm purchasing, one of my biggest deals I've ever done, and I'm freaking scared. Deep inside, I'm scared, right? I'm like, is this a right choice? I'm putting so much money into it. What if things go wrong? What if? What if is none of your business, folks? What if is none of your business? What you all need to do this year is connect with people that will help you in those times of what ifs. A lot of successful investors attribute their success to their mentors, supportive friends, or professionals. So learn to embrace other people's expertise instead of wasting time and money trying to tackle difficult problems alone. And quite frankly, that goes to all other aspects of life too. So this year, find help. Find yourself a mentor. Find yourself a great friend, a supportive friend who will support you throughout whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in this business. Find yourself some professional that you'll have to pay just little money so they could help push you a little bit or help support you during those what-if times. So this year is a year of finding help. No more doing things ourselves. No more, guys. This year, we are out there looking for help and not be embarrassed about it. Last but not least, we need this year to build a network, folks. Start by attending real estate events each and every week to ensure that you are connecting with people who are crushing it in the field or in that particular niche that you're interested in. Networking is very, very important, guys. You just never know who you will meet and the opportunities that networking might present to you. This goes to both new and experienced investors. I'm not just saying this to new investors. No, even you old investors, you've got to keep networking. I've personally met some incredible people from networking. So put that on top of your list just here and join a virtual or in-person networking event at least once a week in your area or even other states. These days, it's so easy. There's so many virtual real estate events across the country with some great minds in this business. So attend as much networking events as you can in this year and network with as many people as you can. And trust me, you'll crush it this year. Overall, I'll be honest and say real estate is not an easy field where you just get in for some quick passive bucks, like you have people out there on social media, the so-called gurus are lying to you folks. No, it's not. It's not. This game, in this real estate game, you've got to put in the work, folks. You've got to dream big, be ambitious, focus, continuously educate yourself, have a plan, network with people, and most importantly, like I said earlier, execute. You got to execute this year, guys. Make this year a year of execution. I don't care whatever it is, even if it's not real estate, even in your other personal lives, in your relationship, you got to execute. Do it, guys. Just do it. This year is the year of execution. And before I close this last episode of 2021 and we roll into 2022, I'm going to just say to every minority out there listening that we live at a time and in a country where you can make any dream a reality, folks. Do not let social injustice cost you your hopes and dreams in 2022, but rather let it activate that incredible greatness. That incredible greatness that's within you. Coming from a country where there's no much options, I'm here to tell all of your minorities that, man, you are where anything is possible in spite of whatever it is that your situation is. Don't let the language barrier, don't let the discrimination or anything try to distract you from the reality, folks. Just press on. Press on your dreams. Press on. Press on your hopes and aspirations. Just press on, folks. Don't let the distractions of the world keep you in that victim mental prison of, instead of turning your dreams into a reality, you end up turning your dreams into a deferred dream. And quite frankly, this is not just about real estate, folks. It can be anything. Anything in your life that you want to change and see massive improvement in it this upcoming year. If your biggest aspiration for this coming year is to get a better job, improve your mental health, or to get that high school diploma, GED, bachelor's, master's, PhDs, just believe it's possible, guys. It's possible. People achieving their goals and dreams are not robots, folks. People who own the biggest businesses in this world, or those with the most advanced degrees, or the owners of the tallest building in your city, are not those robots you see from companies such as Boston Dynamics. No, they are not. They are people just like me and you. And trust me, if they can achieve their wildest dreams and goals, so can you. So in this year, I pray and hope that you all believe in yourselves and go after whatever it is that your heart desires. Don't let anything stop you from dreaming big, folks. Don't. Because if you can dream it, guess what? You can certainly be it. This is your time, guys. So go out there and crush it. And stop holding your dreams and aspirations in the back burner. Alright, folks. Happy New Year, folks. And until next time, stay hungry.
Thank you for listening to Minority Landlords Podcast. Please like and subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes so that we can reach as many people as possible. We will appreciate it if you tell your friends and family, too, about the podcast. Also, visit us at MinorityLandlords.com.